now than fertilizers, waste products that are used to supply nutrients into crops, farmlands, that kind of thing. Cows produce normally plenty of fertilizer. However, our addition to artificial fertilizers, it's beginning really to cost us dearly. Scientists say the compounds of nitrogen and phosphates, they are expensive to produce, and by unbalancing natural ecosystems, they cause environmental problems. It's estimated that the cost of nitrogen pollution to the EU is up to 320 billion euros per year. Wilfried Winibarter from the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis in Luxembourg has co-authored a report which is called The Challenge to Produce More Food and Energy with Less Pollution, which is released today, in fact. And FMV's Chris Cummins asked him why nitrates here are such a problem.
You have nitrate increase in groundwater, you have emissions of nitrogen oxides and a compound called nitrous oxide, which is a greenhouse gas. All of these cause global warming, acid rain, algal blooms that can lead to die-off of fish.
It's funny that we haven't spoken about this much. If you think of the obsession with carbon dioxide, we never hear about nitrogen.
I've been working with nitrogen for quite some time, and I'm always surprised that people do not know the problems connected with nitrogen. But you're right. Most people talk about carbon dioxide and forget that there is also other greenhouse gases.
Is there anything we can do to reverse the trend?
There is, in fact, a number of possibilities of options that can be done. The most important is that we close the nutrient loops so that we have really a cycling of nutrients going on. What is the case now is that we spend energy to produce fertilizer. 1% of the global energy need goes into producing fertilizer. And then we spend a lot of efforts to get rid of these problematic compounds. If we could make better use of animal manures and understand animal manures to be fertilizer better than it's being done now, then we do have improvements.
What you're basically suggesting is it would be better for the world if farming went much more organic, but is that all realistic?
It is not realistic to really go with organic farming to feed the world, but it is realistic to reduce the losses, to keep track of the nitrogen flows and make sure that as much as possible is being used in the process of plant growth, in the process of animal breeding, and that the losses to the environment are minimized, and there is a lot of options available.
That's Wilfried Winibarter from the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, based in Luxembourg.
FM4 Reality Check.